Day 94 of Hashtag 365. Hiya!
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is Hashtag 365.
Yeah, it is. And I've called this episode Microchimping. You're probably thinking, what the hell's Alex on about now? First, let me restate about the chimp. We've talked about the chimp a lot over the journey so far. The chimp isn't an actual chimp. It's a version of yourself that lives inside your own brain. A version of yourself that still thinks it's living in the jungle. It's like a primal urge that thinks emotionally. It doesn't think logically. That's what the human part of your brain does. The chimp part of your brain is terrified of everything. It's always looking out for threats. It wants to eat as much as it can because it thinks it's in the jungle and it's scared it's not going to get its next meal. It doesn't know where its next meal is coming from. It's based on a book called The Chimp Paradox, where the author of the book talks about this chimp that lives inside of all of us. And one of the things we have to do as humans is learn how to live with our chimp. We can't get rid of the chimp. It's there always. But if you've got unhealthy relationships with food or things in your life, often it comes down to you not properly understanding, working with, and controlling and boxing your chimp. Sounds like a crazy concept, but really does instinctively ring true for me. And recently I've been talking about how my chimp's much sneakier than I thought it was. How sometimes it lets you feel like you've won the battle against food, and then before you know it, when your guard is down, it'll sneak up on you and make you order that Chinese takeaway that you didn't need. Or you'll find yourself at the buffet, you know, packing loads of food into your face that you didn't need, because the chimp has taken control. And I've realised how sneaky and how intelligent the chimp is, and I've called this episode Microchimping because I've noticed another sneaky tactic that the chimp is deploying where I'm concerned. And it's properly sneaky. I think the chimp's starting to get freaked out. I think it's under control more than it ever has been before in my entire life. Right? And I think it's starting to realise that it can't go into big battles with me. Because if it goes into a big battle with me, where it starts going, you need to eat, I want you to eat this, and tries to make me be really bad, I'll notice, right? Because I'm doing this journey. I'm doing this 365-day journey. It's at the front of my mind, and I will notice if the chimp goes into a big battle with me. I'll be aware of it. I'll be like, hang on a sec, this is my chimp telling me I need this food when I know I don't. I'm not even hungry. I'm thinking about my hunger scale. I'm nowhere near 3 on a hunger scale. I feel fine. But my chimp's freaking out, telling me to eat things I don't need. It knows, so it started to back off. And I mentioned the other day how it backed off so much, it went so quiet that I thought I was in control. Until it saw a little window of opportunity and bam, it took control and I ordered a Chinese takeaway. So frustrating. And my mate Kev, who listens to the show, he was so frustrated by it. He was like, Alex, it's so annoying. You feel like you've got everything in control. And I hear an episode and the chimp's taken over again. And he told me to delete the app off my phone. Just delete Just Eat and deliver an Uber Eats off your phone. Get rid of them. So you have that moment of clarity. But like I say, I am winning in this battle against my chimp. I'm boxing it. And it's aware of it. And it started microchimping, which is a word I've completely just made up. But it's a sneaky tactic. It's not going into big battles with me, but it's sneaking little snacks. It's starting to look for things that are low calorie, but still naughty. Knowing that intellectually, if it's low calorie, it's not a big battle. So my conscious mind won't go, oh no, I can't have that. It's over 100. It's 150 calories. No, it's too much. I can't have that. It's going to take me over my calories for the day. And I'll give you an example. We have these little mint thins at home. You know, like After Eights? Right. Well, I never buy After Eights anymore because Tesco do one that's like even better. It's so good. And we've been buying those. And they're about 45 calories a piece. They're not that calorific at all. So we've been buying those at home. And my chimp knows that if it says to me, I'll just have a little, one of those mint things, just have one of those. I'll probably do it because it's not enough calories for me to worry about going over my calories. The problem is, once I've had one, it'll say, just have another one. And next time I go to the packet, I'll take two out and I'll eat them both without even realising what's going on. Do that 5 or 6 times, 250 calories gone in mints in a second. And that's where calorie creep starts to creep in. And I think to myself, oh, I thought I'd only done 1,500 calories today, but now I'm looking at my fitness pal, I'm more like 1,700. How's that happen? Microchimping. Sneaking under the radar.
And I'm onto you, my friend. I am onto you.